Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm in beautiful Syracuse with Marlene from the Polka Dot Tail. Welcome, Marlene.
Thank you, Scott. It's nice to meet you and have you out here today.
Tell us the story behind the Polka Dot Tail.
Absolutely. Well, my kids will probably get me for this, but they grew up to Barney, and Barney did a lot of singing songs, and one of them was Down by the Bay. So when we were trying to create our name, one of my daughters was jokingly throwing out their names, and one of them was, what about, have you ever seen a whale with a polka dot tail? And we're like, okay, that's catchy. But what does it have to do with us? And when we summarized what we wanted in our name, one was we're by the lake here in Syracuse. We want it to be fun. We want you to find things here that you don't find anywhere else. So it kind of all came together. Mostly when I started looking and building a logo, it was the one that really tugged at my heart. So we are not only the polka dot tail, but we offer a splash of better.
A splash of better. I like that. So now we know the name. What can you find inside the polka dot tail?
Whatever the customer wants. No. We would love to be able to do that, but we'd have to have a building the size of, you know, whatever.
Yes.
The lake itself, probably. But we actually, our full mission is to be customer led. So our choices that we make in life can be better, not always perfect, but that's what we want, is to offer you that. So many things are hard to find. I personally don't like to have to go online for everything, because I'm a see it, touch it, feel it, taste it kind of person. And that's what we want to be. We want you to come in, see it, feel it, touch it, smell it, know if it's what works for your home. And then if we don't have it, we want your suggestions, because we have lots of shelves to fill, and we want to do that with your desires and needs.
Right. And you haven't mentioned the broader spectrum. You're a kind of a healthy food, gluten-free store.
Absolutely. So our proclaimed purpose, so to speak, is natural and organic health and wellness, eco-friendly and sustainably made products, and gifts and home goods. So and something a little different that way.
And what can people expect when they come in your store? Just name some of the items that you have.
Sure. So our central product that we originally started our health and wellness journey with is Rocasa Organics, which is pretty much something for everything. You've got your skincare, you've got your cleaning products, you've got bath products, and you also have our heart and soul part is tart cherry juice, elderberry juice, things for whole wellness. And so those are kind of the foundation products. And then from there, we decided if we start here, let's continue to complement these. So you'll find sustainably made cloths, sustainably made products to support the cleaning and your bath utility and kitchen products. Also, and all those are non-toxic. So also non-toxic things like health and beauty, kids products as far as fingernail polishes and fun stuff that is safe for them to use when they want to be like mom or things like that. So we also are going to focus on better choices in snacks for dietary needs like gluten-free, vegan, keto, diabetic friendly, and any others that people suggest. We will definitely look into and see what the needs of the customer are. And that's just a kind of a chip off the iceberg. There's lots to come. So we're super excited.
Right. Do you have a Facebook site? How do people get in touch with you? How do people find out more about the polka dot tail?
Sure. So we do have a website, although if you go to it right now, it says coming soon, which should be any day. But we are trying to get as much onto the website and information and in there so that when it does go live, you do get a full taste of what we have to offer. You can go to Facebook or Instagram, and it is the polka dot tail. So our website, our Instagram, and our Facebook are all the polka dot tail. If you have questions or want to directly contact us, you can do info@thepolkadottail.com.
That's perfect.
So you can reach us in pretty much any manner.
Right. And describe people where we're located.
We are actually in Syracuse, just off of Syracuse Lake. We're conveniently located across the street from Pizza Hut on one side, the bowling alley just to the other side of us, and the Frog Tavern on the other side. So not necessarily complimentary style of our dietary requests, but definitely places that are fun to visit. So something for everyone. Each of us might pick one of those three things to say, oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, easy to find, just a block east of State Road 13 on Bowser Road.
Yes. Yes. And we are located inside the same building as the Elite Design Team for hair and nails right here on Bowser as well. And so we are actually Suite B. When you walk in, you just go to the left and we're right there. So,
well, thank you so much for bringing this to Kosciuszko County. Can't wait. I've already tasted some of your items and they're delicious. And so thank you for making us not only healthier, but using healthier products and actually supplying things that we all should be using anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Marlene. And thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. If you have any questions for Marlene or want to get in touch with me, you can't remember, you should be able to remember the polka dot tail.
Yeah.
But if you can't, just call me at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and I'll get in touch with Marlene. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And today I'm with Ashley Walters, and you're an EOS implementer for
Yes.
EOS Worldwide. Is that correct?
That is correct.
EOS, tell us what that is.
Yeah, so EOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. At a high level, we help people get more of what they want from their business.
That's good. And how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so I help them by implementing some simple tools and processes mm-hmm. that, when put together, actually create rocket fuel in your business.
I love that. I love that term, rocket fuel. Well, like we discussed, a lot of times an entrepreneur has this wonderful, beautiful idea. They're very creative. They're just think outside the box. But as far as accounting,
yes.
HR functions, maybe not their forte. So how do you integrate all that together and help them?
Yeah, so from a high level, EOS is really great at doing three things. We call vision, traction, healthy. Vision from the standpoint of helping that CEO or business owner make sure that their vision is actually understood by everybody in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them get really clear on that and get it down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
As far as traction, we help them make sure that that vision is actually getting executed, meaning that they're making real progress on it and delivering with true accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And then healthy, meaning we have a healthy, functional, cohesive leadership team that actually likes to work together, because oftentimes they're anything but that.
Right.
We like to say, as goes your leadership team, so goes the rest of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to get you 100% rowing in the same direction on that vision, making sure that you're executing with discipline and accountability,
mm-hmm.
and you have a healthy, functional, cohesive leadership team that actually really loves working together.
Oh. And you have a whole system that this isn't just a piecemeal thing. This is
No.
a whole system you can help them with.
So EOS focuses on businesses from 10 to 250 employees.
Mm-hmm.
There are six key areas in your business that if you can really get strong in, mm-hmm. then your business can really excel.
Would you like to tell us what those six areas
sure.
are?
Sure. So vision, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is really getting everybody aligned with where you're going and how you're going to get
mm-hmm.
there. People, meaning you have the right people in the right seats. You understand how you're going to hire, fire, and promote talent.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand as well, what does right seat mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
We use a great acronym called the GWC.
GWC, what's GWC?
GWC stands for they get it, they want it, and they have the capacity to do it.
Yeah.
So a real easy exercise you can do just today is look at your team
mm-hmm.
and say, do I have the right people?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, do these people fit the core values of my business?
Mm-hmm.
And are they in the right seats?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, do they get it? Do they want it? And then do they have the capacity to do the role they're sitting in today?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real easy takeaway from this that you can run with today.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that tip. Now, what are the other areas?
Yeah. So data is the next one. And data, we help you put together a scorecard. And a scorecard are the 5 to 15 numbers that give you a true pulse on your business. I like to say these are the numbers that the business owner knows. They can go on vacation, and as long as their scorecard is good, they sleep well at night.
Yes.
They know if the scorecard's off, they need to be on that next plane home.
Okay.
So our goal is to get them really dialed in on what are those 5 to 15 numbers for their business.
Yeah.
And EOS gives you the freedom to do that.
Okay.
Next, we have issues. And issues, you probably have an issues list, but how you're tackling it each and every week, well, we want you to do something a little bit different, and we call that IDSing it. And IDS stands for identify, discuss, and solve.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to identify it. A lot of leadership teams are really great at discussing the daylights out of it,
mm-hmm.
but rarely do they actually solve it. Right. So right. Our goal is to actually have you prioritize what's the most important issues in your business this week that are stopping you from moving forward.
That's right.
And let's actually solve it.
Yes.
And we're going to give you some tips on how to do that and some tricks to make sure you're actually solving issues,
yes.
not just beating them like
yeah.
a dead horse.
Anybody can have issues. It's the actual solving of the
yes.
issues that's the important part. Yes.
And that takes us to process. Uh-huh. And process, we believe in a 20-80 approach. And that means we want you to document the 20% of the things you're doing 80% of the time.
Makes sense.
We don't need giant SOP manuals. We need the basics documented. How do you hire people? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, how do we sell or market to those people? What do our ops processes look like?
Mm-hmm.
Guessing you probably have 3 or 4 of those at least in your business that mm-hmm. we need to document.
Mm-hmm.
How do we bring money in? So you need a finance process.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do we serve our customer on the other side of that?
Mm-hmm.
So a great customer service process. And we want to make sure that everyone is trained on
mm-hmm.
those and they've signed off that they have trained on them. We're constantly updating them and making sure that we have a full circle and we close the loop on that to make sure we're keeping those up to date and current at all times.
And this is what you do for these companies.
This is what I help them do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, we have traction. And we joke, organizations that have vision without traction, what they really have is hallucination. And, you know, we've all been in that business. We've all worked at that place.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was all in the CEO's head. We had no idea what they wanted us to do.
Right.
But getting real traction, how we do that is we set rocks, which is just a fancy word for priorities.
Okay.
So priorities and rocks are the same thing.
Okay.
So we help you set 3 to 7 company rocks
mm-hmm.
and 3 to 7 individual rocks for each leadership team member
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we are working on the most important things in your business this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So every quarter we will reset those rocks
mm-hmm.
and every week you will run something called an L10 meeting. And an L10 meeting stands for level 10 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of that meeting is we look at your scorecard. We say, is it on track or off track? We look at those rocks. Are they on track or off track?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about those most important issues and make sure we're solving them
mm-hmm.
for good and not just putting band-aids around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, we want this to be the most important 90 minutes of your week. And it's called the L10 because we want it to be a 10. We
right.
grade our meetings, right?
Right, right.
Was it a 1? Should I not get out of bed today? Or was this a 10? This was the best 90 minutes of my week where we're really moving this business forward.
Now, you threw out a number that was, what's your success rate or what's your average rate of improvement?
Yeah, so most businesses get about an 18% increase in their top line revenue.
Wow.
Now, that's over about a 2-year journey.
Right.
People run, it takes really about 2 years to get EOS totally integrated into
sure.
your business. But yeah, once you're at that point, it's a game changer for organizations.
Well, I don't know any perfect organizations, actually. So if someone, like, are you available to come and consult with a business? How does someone get in touch with you and what's the
yeah.
process?
So absolutely. I'm on the Chamber page, so you can find my contact information right there.
Thanks for the plug.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Ashley Klein Walters on LinkedIn. That's Klein with a K, K-L-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
So easy to find there, or I'm also on the EOS website. So
mm-hmm.
easy to find all of those places.
Mm-hmm. And is there a charge for the first consultation or?
No. If this sounds like something you're interested in or a business or somebody you know is interested in,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to give you 90 minutes of my time, walk you through this in more detail, and figure out if this is a fit for you or not.
Why wouldn't everybody contact you? If you hear us out there, contact Ashley.
Well, you know, my goal and really my mission of why I do this is I've lived this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody else to go through the pain
mm-hmm.
of failing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help you be more successful in your business,
mm-hmm.
that's a win for me at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day.
Yeah. Well, it's a win-win for everybody. So thank you for joining us here today. And if you can't remember Ashley's phone number or anything, like she said, please get a hold of us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we will gladly get you connected. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you, Scott. This was great.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.